know, long ago in China, there was a big red dragon king. And one day, with his great green eyes, he peered up at the skies.
Me, oh my! That's very high! The sky! It's very high! But I've got to try to fly. After all, I am a dragon, and what's more, I am a dragon king, so I think I should be able to do this rather scary thing.
His mouth was twitchy, his nose was twitchy, his eye was twitchy, he was all a-twitchy. Can you be twitchy? Mouth a-twitchy, nose a-twitchy, eye a-twitchy, all a-twitchy. He screwed up his face. He gathered his strength. He thrust out his head. He threw back his arms. He swished his tail. He was determined not to fail. And then off he goes with his pointy, flaming, burning nose. Ooh, and with thundering knees, he heads for the trees. He heads for the mountains. He heads for the sky. Bish! Bash! Crash! Oh! He crunches and scrunches and bunches his nose. You see, he couldn't fly, and I'll tell you why. He didn't have wings. You see, he wasn't a dragon of the mountains. He wasn't a dragon of the sky. He was a dragon of the oceans, a dragon of the seas. And it is said that he had a beautiful palace on the ocean bed that glistened and glittered like 1,000,000 diamonds in the sunshine. One day, he woke up in bed, and the first thing he said was, "Mwah!" Come on, let's have a stretch, let's have a yawn. "Mwah!" And then he turned to his wife, the Dragon Queen, and he gasped. Ready? He squeaked.
Dragon Queen, you're not red there in bed, you're...
Then he looked a little closer and discovered that she was still sleeping and snoring. Come on, let's have a snore. So he decided to wake her up by prodding her, but he prodded her a trifle too hard and pushed her out of bed. She scrambled back into bed with fiery, flaming eyes, and she scolded him.
What did you do that for?
The Dragon King was a little flustered at first, and then he said,
Wife, look at you. You're not red, he said. You're blue. Well, I'm feeling poorly.
Everyone?
And I'm feeling sad.
Again?
And I'm feeling blue.
The Dragon King, he rubbed his bright red cheeks and said,
"Well, wife, what can I do to stop you being blue?"
She looked at him out of the corner of her bright green eyes, and with a little smile, just at the corners of her mouth, she said,
"Well, you could try to bring me something special."
"Oh," he grinned,
"you can rely on me. I'll go and see what I can see. I'll go and swim through the oceans, through the sea."
So off he went. Let's swim with him. He swam through the oceans. He swam through the seas. Put both hands together and we're going to swim like the fishes. And he swam past the fishes. Now put both hands up in the air, and we're going to leap and dive like the dolphins. And he swam past the dolphins. Whoosh! 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 And now use your hands like the flippers of a turtle. And he swam past the turtles. Flap, 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 flap. Ooh, ooh. Flap, 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 flap. Ooh, ooh. And then he saw something special. Oh, I can see a rainbow fish, and I'm going to catch the rainbow fish. But the funny thing about the Dragon King is that he catches everything in a bubble. He blows bubbles. Oh, out they goes from his nose. Mm-hmm. So we're all going to blow bubbles out of our noses. No, not real bubbles. Ugh, that's disgusting. We're going to blow bright blue blobby bubbles. And we're all going to say together a big loud blob, and we'll catch the rainbow fish. Ready? Blob! And he took that beautiful rainbow fish all the way through the oceans, down through the seas, down to the seabed, into his beautiful palace that glistened and glittered like a thousand, thousand diamonds in the bright sunshine. And there he presented his catch to his queen. She blinked at him, and then she asked, "What have you brought me?"
"Oh, wife, I have brought you..."
He looked at the bright blue bubble and scratched his scaly head.
I have brought you... I have brought you...
Have you forgotten?"
"Yes, I've forgotten."
He furrowed his brow.
"Well," she suggested, "you could always pop the bubble and find out."
"Oh, yes, of course,"
he smiled broadly across his red, scaly face.
"Oh, pop it with a sharp claw." "Oh!"
He lifted his hands and saw that his claws were blunt.
"Oh, now what am I going to do?"
She huffed.
"You could always try sharpening it using your sharp teeth."
"Oh, that's a good idea,"
said the Dragon King, who promptly put one of his claws into his mouth. "So, everyone, put a finger, I hope it's clean, into your mouth, and we're going to sharpen our blunt claw against our sharp teeth. Now we're going to pop the big, bright, blobby blue bubble with one loud pop.
Pop! Mucky, yucky, sticky, icky. Excuse me,"
asked the Dragon King rather nervously.
"What are you?"
The rainbow fish looked down at the Dragon King, and he said,
"I am a rainbow fish."
The Dragon King leapt up onto the bed and threw his arms up in the air. He was so excited he had remembered.
"Of course, he's a rainbow fish."
"Well, is he special?"
"Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is, but I'll ask, I'll check."
The Dragon King turned to the rather haughty rainbow fish and asked again,
"Excuse me, rainbow fish, are you special?"
"Of course I am special."
"Yes,"
said the Dragon King, turning to his wife.
"He is a special rainbow fish."
"Well, what makes him so special?"
I know. I'll ask him. Excuse me, rainbow fish, what makes you special?"
"I can sing under the water in the ocean using bubbles."
"Wife, you're going to be very impressed."
And the rainbow fish began to sing. Are you ready? We're all going to sing using bubbles. Sometimes fast, sometimes slow, sometimes high, sometimes low. Here we go.
Blop, 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 blop.
The Dragon King had one big, huge, gigantic, enormous grin,
painted across his bright red face. He looked at his wife, but she was scowling.
That's not special. That is very silly. That will not do. That will not do. Rainbow Fish, I've got just one thing to say to you. Shoo!
So the Dragon King had to go looking for another thing. Ready? And he swam through the oceans. He swam through the seas. Hands together. He swam past the fishes. Fish, 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 fish. Hands in the air. And he swam past the dolphins. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Hands like flippers. And he swam past the turtles. Flap, 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 flap. Ooh, ooh. Flap, 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 flap. Ooh, ooh. And he saw something special. It was very, very special. And he gave a loud gasp. It was a big, bright, orange crab.
Oh, I'm going to catch the big, bright, orange crab. Here goes, a bubble out of my nose.
Big, bright, blobby, blue bubble. Are you ready?
Blob!
And he took the bright, orange crab all the way through the oceans, down through the seas, to the ocean bed.
And what?
She sniffed.
Have you brought me this time?
I have brought for you...
He looked at the big, bright, blue, blobby bubble.
Have you forgotten, my dear husband? No.
He shook his head vigorously.
No. I have,
And then he nodded slowly.
Yes, I have forgotten.
Oh, she growled.
Find out! Pop the bubble with a sharp claw!
Oh, wife, swimming through the oceans and swimming through the sea has given me a blunt claw.
You could always try sharpening it.
Oh, yes, of course I will.
Ready, everyone? Pop the bubble. Loud pop.
Pop!
Mucky, yucky, sticky, icky.
The Dragon King looked at the crab.
Excuse me, but could you kindly tell me what you are?
Yes,
said the crab enthusiastically.
Yes, I'm a crab. I'm a big, bright, orange crab.
Oh, yes, of course. He's a big, bright, orange crab, my dear wife, my queen.
Her patience was slowly trickling away.
And may I ask if the crab is a special crab?
Oh, I'll ask her. Excuse me, crab, but are you a very special crab?
Oh, yes, I'm very special.
There you are, wife. I told you she was a special crab.
Well, what makes her so special?
I'll ask her. Well, excuse me, crab, what makes you so special?
That I can run sideways.
The Dragon King shook his head and said,
You mean you can run forwards?
No, I can run sideways.
The Dragon King thought he had water in his ears, shook his head vigorously from side to side. Can you do that? Ready? And said,
You mean to say that you can run backwards? That's clever.
No. No, no, I can run sideways.
The Dragon King's mouth dropped open.
What? Did you hear, Dragon Queen, that the crab can run sideways?
She nodded. So the crab began to run sideways.
Yip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-doo-doo-doo. Yip-a-dip-a-dip-a-dip-a-doo-doo.
The Dragon King's eyes almost... popped out of his head. But the Dragon Queen's head, well, she was shaking it slowly from side to side, and she sighed.
Ooh, That will never do. That is not at all clever or special. Crab, I have one thing to say to you. Shoo!
So he swam through the oceans, he swam through the seas, he swam past the fishes, fish, 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 fish. He swam past the dolphins, whoosh, 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 and he swam past the turtles,
flap, 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 flap,
ooh, ooh,
flap, 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 flap,
ooh, ooh.
And he saw something special. It was very, very special. It was seaweed. And he prepared to catch seaweed. Are you ready? You know what to do.
Blob!
And he caught the seaweed in a big, bright, blue, blobby bubble and took seaweed all the way down through the oceans, through the seas, down to his beautiful palace. The Dragon Queen was still looking a little sad, perhaps, but definitely looking a little scary.
So what have you brought me this time?
The Dragon King. He glanced nervously at the big, bright, blobby blue bubble. He could see something inside. He could see seaweed inside. But he couldn't remember that seaweed was seaweed. The Dragon King. He drew in his dragon breath. He bit his dragon lip. He shuffled his dragon feet.
Now I think I know what I must do. I must pop the bubble with a sharp claw, and then I'll remember what I've caught.
Pop!
Maki, yaki, sticky, icky!
The Dragon King asked, as politely as he could,
Could you tell me what you are, pleasey please?
I am some seaweed. And oh, the dragon's face was the happiest dragon's face. The Dragon King squealed with delight.
Oh, I remember now! I remember! She's seaweed!
The Dragon Queen, she grunted.
Huh? Is she special seaweed?
Well, I know I'll ask her, but I'm sure she is very special. Seaweed, are you special?
I am special, seaweed. The Dragon King spluttered with glee.
She's special! Very special!
And what, said the Dragon Queen, makes her so special?
I'll ask her. Excuse me, what makes you very special?
I pop when you squeeze me. Pop when you squeeze me.
Oh, you watch, wife. This is incredibly special. And soon you'll be able to jump out of bed and you'll be bright red.
So we're going to pop the seaweed. And we're going to pop sometimes fast, sometimes slow. Here we go. The Queen scrunched up her nose. Can you do that? And she coughed.
That is not what I would call special. That is what I would call smelly.
Seaweed, I have one thing to say to you, stinky poo. Shoo!
The Dragon King sniffed.
Oh, Dragon Queen, I don't like you being miserable and green. I mean, blue. I want you to be happy and bright and red,
he said.
I've tried my hardest. I swum through the oceans, and I've swum through the seas, and I thought I could seize what was special, but it wasn't special enough for you, and now I don't know what to do.
She looked at him slyly and muttered,
"You could bring me a monkey, a special monkey from the land, and that might make me happy and red," she said.
"Oh,"
he pondered.
"A monkey. But monkeys are tricky."
"Mm-hmm," said she.
"And you are rather dumb."
Once more he sniffed. And then he wiped his dragon nose with his dragon hand. He said,
"She thinks that I'm dumb. She wants a tricky monkey from the land. I'm going to show her. I'm going to prove to her that I'm a dragon king and I can do anything. I'm going to trick a tricky monkey. I'm going to think of a plan, if I can."
So he swam through the oceans, he swam through the seas, he swam past the fishes, fish, 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 fish. He swam past the dolphins, whoosh, 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 and he swam past the turtles,
flap, 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 flap,
ooh, ooh,
flap, 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 flap,
ooh, ooh.
And he came to the land, and he scooped up some sand. Now he scrambled over the stones, and he scrambled over the rocks, and he scrambled over the boulders, and he walked towards the forest. He walked towards the trees, and the creatures that lived there were not very pleased when they saw a great big dragon, scaly and bright red. The tigers, they opened their jaws, and they roars. Are you ready to roar? Roar! And the parrots, they squawked.
Squawk, squawk! Squawk, squawk!
And the monkeys in their coconut trees. The dragon king called out,
"Excuse me, monkeys of the forest, but I'm looking for a special little monkey."
And then he saw them, two little soft round brown eyes staring at him, peeping from behind shiny glistening green leaves. The dragon king smiled and asked,
"Excuse me, are you a special little monkey?"
The little monkey giggled. Shall we have a little giggle?
"Yes, I'm a special little monkey."
The Dragon King was amazed that he had found a special little monkey straight away. Now he whispered so that only he could hear what he was saying.
"I found a tricky little monkey. I'm going to trick the tricky little monkey. I'm going to trick him if I can with my very smart and clever plan."
He looked up.
"I know a land that's far away, but it's full of fruit. Would you like to go there today?"
The little monkey wanted to know.
"What kind of fruit?"
Oh dear. The Dragon King wasn't expecting that question.
The fruit.
He knitted his brow. How was he going to think of all the fruit that was growing there?
There are bananas. And there are.
Now you'll have to help the Dragon King. You've got to think of the fruit that was growing there.
And there were some. And there are some. And there are some. And there are some great grapes.
Wow, that sounds scrumptious. But I can't swim.
The Dragon King, he was bubbling over with excitement. He spluttered, but muttered to himself.
"I can't swim. Ooh, I'm going to trick him. If I can, I've got a sly and clever, smart plan."
"Well,"
he called up,
"if you come down your tree and then climb on to me, I'll take you there and back, on my back."
Monkey was suspicious.
"You won't trick me." No,
said the Dragon King, shaking his head.
No, of course I won't trick you. I will. I'm going to trick the tricky monkey. No, I won't trick you at all. Just come down the tree and come and meet me.
So the little monkey climbed onto the dragon's back and off they went, over the rocks and over the boulders, over the stones and across the sand. And the dragon, he swam through the oceans, he swam through the seas, he swam past the fishes, he swam past the dolphins, and he swam past the turtles. Then he dived. Hands together, hands up in the air, we're going to dive. Whoosh! Down he goes, and water shoots up the monkey's nose. He coughs and splutters, and he squeals,
what are you doing? Where are you taking me?
The Dragon King, he had a great big grin splashed across his face.
Aha! I've tricked you, you tricky monkey. I'm going to take you down to the bottom of the ocean, to the bottom of the sea, to the Dragon Queen, because she's green. Oh, no, I mean she's blue, and she wanted you, a special monkey. But I'm not a special monkey,
he yelled. The Dragon King's eyes nearly popped out of his head, and he screeched to a halt. He turned his head to look over his shoulder, and he said,
but you told me that you were a special monkey. Oh, yes, but I'm only a special monkey if I've still got my drum. But you haven't got your drum? No, I left it at the top of the tree, you see. Oh, dear me, then I'm in trouble with the Dragon Queen. Oh, I've got to do something very quick. Oh, I know what to do. If I take you back to the land over the sand, and you go back to your tree, you find your drum and climb back onto me. Do you agree? Oh, yes,
said the monkey with a smile on his face.
I agree.
So the Dragon King took him back through the oceans, back through the seas, onto the land, over the sand, towards the forest. The little monkey climbed off the dragon's back and scrambled up to the top of his tree. And there he picked two big, round, brown, hairy coconuts. The other monkeys in the other coconut trees, they copied him. And I want you to copy him too. Hold two big, round, brown, hairy coconuts in your hands. The Dragon King was very anxious to know,
have you found your drum? No, but I have found these.
And the little monkey, along with all the other monkeys, and along with you too, threw his big, round, brown, hairy coconuts down to the Dragon King.
Wee, 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 ow, ow, wee, wee, ow, 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 ow.
So, asked the Dragon Queen, looking at him out of the corner of her eye,
did you bring me a special monkey?
Well,
he twittered.
I did, and I didn't.
She pretended to be puzzled, and perhaps she really was puzzled.
Tell me how you did and how you didn't.
And he explained how he had tricked the tricky little monkey, but then how the tricky little monkey had tricked him, and how all the creatures of the forest had thrown
coconuts at me. Oh, ow, 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 oh, ay, ow, 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 oh, ow.
And then something amazing began to happen. He looked at her, and he rubbed his eyes, and he gasped. Come on. She was turning red. Did you hear what I said? And now I want you to copy what she did, because she started to smile. Are you smiling? Then she began to giggle. And she chuckled. And after that, well, you'll really have to help her now, because she made the biggest laugh in all the world laugh. and it was the turn of the Dragon King to be puzzled, really puzzled. He scratched his scaly head with his claws, his blunt claws, of course. She glanced at him, and when she had got her breath back, she explained.
"You've brought me something special at last,"
she smiled at him.
"You've brought me a funny story, and you've made me feel better. You've made me happy. And look, you've made me bright red!"